Schulte will go back and forth for 10 minutes, if that's okay with everyone. Everyone will have 2 minutes. How does that work? We'll do 12 minutes, and everyone will have 2 minutes to speak, and then we'll vote.
Can we just vote? I think we all know how we're going to vote.
Well, I'll ask if no one wants to speak, then we can move on. The charge is conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization. Is there a speaker for guilty? Ted.
Yeah. Now, if this was... Oh, wait. How much time do I have?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. If this was the Deep South before the Voting Rights Act passed, and someone were to say, I'm not really interested in voting, I'm just interested in other aspects of government. Just now in his concluding statement, Robert Marks said, I'm not interested in programming. If there's not a strong case for finding him guilty, that one statement, you know, let's just keep the status quo. Let's not put black voices, not brown voices, not a whole diversity of voices on the airways of KPFT. And let's just maintain the status quo. A white dominated, we heard one of the speakers tonight speak about Americana music. You know, this is what we're about, is programming. And for him to serve not only on our board, but on the Pacific and National board, and not be interested in programming, thus maintaining the status quo, man, that's reasons for us to... I'm sorry, the status quo is not acceptable.
I'm going to remind us we're discussing the charge conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization. Is there anyone who would like to speak for not guilty?
Madam Chair, may I ask you to make a quick...
Bill?
...in 2 minutes.
How long?
Two.
Okay, you know, first, I really wish all of you would read the apology that he sent. Some of you have joined the board since then. I think it's very relevant. And I think I agree with a lot of what Pat Harbaugh was saying, how shameful, essentially, the behavior of this whole board has been all year long. And, you know, it's pretty disgusting to see how little this board has accomplished other than, you know, raise hatred and all kinds of slander, libel, false statements, grossly exaggerated fake statements. And to take one gesture that he made out of context in comparison with everything else that this board has done and tolerated all year, I think it's ridiculous. There's so many worse things that we should be worried about, and frankly, we should be worried about how to help the station. And most of the things that had to do with injuring the good name of this organization came from other people on this board, sitting right here on this board today.
And walk out the door with.
Come to order.
So I think that, putting into context, I think his apology is accepted as far as I'm concerned. Yes, he shouldn't have done it. He did it in response to insults and slander and libel that Ms. Sabara Naritomi was hurling at him, just as she's done at many other of the meetings. And he made a gesture in response to that. He didn't say anything. Our rules say that you can't say anything in public comment. And people like Nancy have taken advantage of that and just used it to insult and libel and slander people just without end. And why isn't she being held accountable? I think that's a good question to ask, you know. And, you know, he makes one gesture without saying anything, and all of a sudden it's a federal case, it seems like. So I think you need to think about putting things in context, please.
Is there a speaker for guilty?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're leaving a patch of shame, mm-hmm. Bill Crozier.
For guilty?
I defer.
Jim.
I'm not going to vote this way, but I'll go this way.
Then I'm going to ask you not to speak for that way.
I can say whatever I want to say.
Okay.
No, you can't.
I can't.
Because it's to be even.
No, it's not.
It is. It's to be even, so both sides have a voice.
Okay. He's guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization. just like Ben, who stood right here and said something very stupid that y'all allowed him to get away with. He said, those of you that are not white don't have the privilege to be a Nazi. He said that exact same thing. Listen to the tape. People say stupid things. People do stupid things. He did a stupid thing. He's guilty of doing a stupid thing. And we'll see what y'all want for the charges.
Now, can we have a real...
We're going to talk about him when he talks.
I think that was powerful. Who would like to speak for not guilty?
I'm going to talk is there, about you.
Elaine?
I feel that we've kind of gotten ourselves out of control and blown this to a proportion that's not justified. His action taken as a Nazi salute is definitely something that we should be ashamed of and we should be doing something about, but not to the context of throwing him off the board, taking his voting privileges, taking him off the national board. There's too many other things. I've watched for a year people coming up in public comment and screaming and hollering in my face, screaming and hollering about what I do and what I don't do, and they have absolutely not a clue what I do or I don't do. So I think we have gotten to the point where we... Oh, I tell people, they ask me why I'm staying on board, and I have to say, to try and help, and it doesn't work. And we can't be sending our good members off because they made a mistake, especially when they apologize.
Madam Chair?
I'm going to remind you, we're discussing the charge conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization. Is there a speaker for guilty?
Me. Here. Please.
I'm not sure how to decide. Should I continue debate, or do y'all want to Rochambeau or decide who's going to... Okay. Adrian.
No, you can ask her.
Okay. Adriana, I'm sorry.
Okay. You heard me. Can I ask a question?
I heard you. Will you come up here and write it down, please?
No,
Adriana.
I don't write it down. I speak. I do radio. I don't write it down.
You're out of order, Cliff. Would you like to speak for guilty?
Just keep talking.
Go ahead,
Adriana.
I do radio. You know, that's what y'all are supposed to be here for.
There's a different set of rules in there.
Is it for
me? No, there's not.
Would you like to speak for guilty or not guilty, Cliff? Cliff, would you like to speak for guilty or not guilty?
Oh, no. I was going to speak for something totally different.
Okay, I'm going to give Adriana the floor. Adriana?
Okay.
That's true. That's what I'm talking about. You just ignore people who don't agree with you, and you think that gives you some kind of right.
Adriana.
Okay. Mike, please.
No.
Why?
Y'all are a different planet.
Okay. My point here is this. We, as board members, we have obligations. We are talking about people of the public coming and talking to us. I have been during 2 years with most of these members here, a member that now is a board member coming to every meeting, harassing me during 2 years, and I need to shut my mouth because it's that what you do. Those are our rules. They don't have obligation. We have obligation. We are the board members. We cannot allow a station, the same people that are now saying that this means nothing, are the same people that during 10 years we are defending a pervert that was an employee performing sexual acts in the station in front of all a lot of employees. Some managers that were harassing women.
Come to order.
There, okay? That was part of what this board and a lot of people that are saying, oh no, that is not that terrible. We were allowing all of that to happen. The same man that is saying now, oh no, I didn't do, you know, was asking me. Jim Kraft, target, you know, because obviously I don't speak like you. You know, but that means that he have the right, because I'm a woman, and he's bigger. You know, he have the right to harass me, to ridicule, to say all of that. The same they do to Nancy. How much this board It's time to protect. What are we, you see how this escalates. The other day, we have one member, Rhonda Garner, coming at the end of a meeting, calling one of the members, PK, I will not say, start with an F, effing bitch. And then when somebody was in the middle, was attacking Dwayne Lark. Okay, in the moment that I took my phone, like
that's
I
your
did
time, Adriana. Thank you. That's your time.
No, I'm sorry.
Who would like to speak for not guilty? All right. All right, you have 2 minutes.
You
know, people have been accusing Bob of being a Nazi. People that y'all brought up as witnesses have accused him of being a Nazi. And let's be honest, he's not a Nazi. You all know that.
Come to order.
But it's okay, you know, to twist this just so you can get to the part where you punish him. That's what it's about. Y'all just want to punish him. And for a lot of people, it has nothing to do with this. What it has to do is you don't like him and you don't want him on the board.
Come to order. Come to order. Come to order. Are you done? That's the time I allotted if we would like to extend debate. Is there a second? Yes. All those in favor of extending debate, raise your hand. We have to do it 12 in order to make it even. 12 minutes. All those in favor of extending debate, 12 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 9. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Debate is extended 12 minutes. Can I have a speaker for guilty? Again, the charge is conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization.
I want to speak.
PK was next in line after Adriana. PK.
I think that as board members, we're all part of what should be shared in this room. And the biggest problem that I have with this particular board is not just the divisiveness, but the fact that nobody seems to represent how we talk to each other. And not to brag, but I think I've represented that to everybody here. I went to Bob directly and asked him why he did it. What I hear is not an apology, but a way to also blame the victim. And what I hear from a lot of our board members is that racism and bigotry doesn't mean you're a racist or a bigot, but it doesn't mean that you don't do those things and that those things don't exist. It's my understanding you were furious at Nancy, and it's not the first time I've seen you furious, Bob. And when you're furious, you lash out, and you are very, very hard, whether or not it's Joseph, or whether or not it's Nancy, or even Adriana. You've never done it to me, so I could say, you know, well, he's not a bigot because he's never treated me that way. But then I've never treated you that way. So we can go back and forth if we want to, but a Nazi salute is one of the worst symbols in the world. It's against the law in Germany. All the way up to the Supreme Court, they decided it was against the law. I don't hear an apology a person who has never treated you with disrespect.
That's time. Is there someone who will speak for not guilty? Is there someone who will speak for guilty? Jerry, I think.
Yeah, I want to speak. I mean, obviously what he did is against the best
interest. Jerry has the floor. Jerry, wait.
Obviously, and has admitted, what he did is against the best interest of Pacifica. And I think we should go on. We should go to the vote. I don't think any more rehashing is unless there's somebody who wants to raise their hand and says they haven't decided yet. I think we should just go to a vote.
Second.
There any speakers for not guilty? We have one more speaker for guilty. Adrian?
And I, Jerry, completely respect what you said, and I'll make it very short. I want to make it very clear to everybody that I don't know, and I don't care at this point, for the purposes of this trial, if Robert Mark is a closet Nazi or not. All I care about is that he made a public Nazi salute to a woman who was exercising, to a woman of color, who was exercising her right to speak freely before the assembly. I do not hate Mr. Mark. I do not know Mr. Mark. I feel that this type of behavior is clearly unacceptable, and if we are going to pretend to be Pacifica Radio and care about the things that I mentioned in Robert's Rules of Order, the bylaws of Pacifica, the mission statement, how can we condone this type of behavior? I'm sorry, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Jew, but I am. In my very first board meeting, I had to hear about some guy doing a Nazi salute to a woman of color. Can you imagine how I felt? I thought I was coming to a board where people knew how to speak to each other, where people could work together. There is no possible way that you can work with that type of hostility in the air. We need to put an absolute end to it. And I'm sorry, Mr. Mark, you're the first one to come up this way, but guess what? If it happens again, we're going to go after that next person, and that next person, that next person, until we have a board of people who can actually be rational and have discussions, and if they disagree, they don't have to resort to Nazi salutes and calling each other fucking bitches.
Thank you.
Or a boy to a black man, or God knows whatever else is going on. It's ridiculous. It's the world upside down, people. If you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you.
Is there a speaker for not guilty? Deb?
Yes, I would like to point out that the issue started out with Nancy Saibara Narutomi accusing or telling Bob, excuse me.
Come to order.
Telling Bob and Bill that they had to pay for a lawsuit that Pacifica had to pay that they brought. And they brought that lawsuit as right as anybody is, as every person in this country has a right to bring a lawsuit without being vilified for it or telling the winners of the lawsuit that they have to pay in spite of the court. This is ridiculous. He was responding not out of hate, not out of anything else, but of having Nancy Saibara in her own inimitable way shouting in his face, "You have to pay for it, you have to pay for it." And he threw up a hand. Now, that does not mean nobody in this room honestly thinks that Robert Mark is a Nazi.
We don't know.
Come to order.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Come to order. Deb, you need to speak. It's your turn.
Really?
Deb, you have 45 seconds.
Okay. I don't think that anybody can honestly believe that Robert Mark is a Nazi. He doesn't exhibit those circumstances, those qualities in any other aspect of his life.
Yes, okay.
There have
come
been
to order.
Serious yeah. things that
come
came
to order.
Up here. Really?
You
this
have
is your idea of democracy? Shout
Deb,
down.
Deb, I've paused your time. You have 26 seconds left.
I don't think there's any way that anybody can look at this man and decide that he is a Nazi and needs to be thrown off the board. What he was doing is objecting to the way he was being treated. And that was not called to order by the chair of the board, who should have been calling it to order. It is up to the chair of the board to keep the speakers orderly, to keep the board orderly, and to make sure the conversation. And he does not do it. He routinely cheers people on when
That's
they get
time.
Up to make an uproar.
Thank you. That closes our debate. I don't think we want to extend it again, so we're going to do...
10 minutes, is that? Yeah.
That's 12 minutes. I did 3 guilty, 3 not guilty, but there was only... Yeah. So we're going to vote, and we're going to do a roll call vote. Who is going to call the names for me?
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to read it. I'm just getting organized. It's part of the trial. It's how it happens. So... The charge is conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization. We're going to call your name. You can say guilty, not guilty, or abstain. I'm going to have Matthew tally them up there to make sure that my count is the same as his and so that it's transparent to everyone who is watching. You don't have to write down names, just tallies.
Okay.
request for information?
Yes.
Do I get to vote?
No.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Otherwise, I would have been staying.
Okay.
Can you read, Madam Chair, can you read the bylaws?
We don't get to vote?
No. I've already read the charge. We are going to vote. Go for it. The charge. We're voting on the charge. Guilty, not guilty, abstain.
Castaneda. Washington.
Guilty.
Moreno.
Guilty.
Economides.
Guilty.
Lynch.
Guilty.
Faruqi.
Guilty.
Weiskel.
Guilty.
Sinclair.
I'm not voting yet.
Smith. Cliff Smith. Cliff.
Guilty or not guilty?
Or abstain.
I wonder when I get mad on the air and say something like, oh, my man, why you will be so quick to judge me. I imagine you will. I'm sorry, I don't think you're righteous enough to
Cliff?
Judge me.
We need
guilty, abstain, or not guilty, please.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We need guilty, not guilty, or abstain.
No, I can't. The things are not that simple. I see all these white faces.
I'll come back to you.
Radio.
Next
I
name.
Radio.
La Violette.
Your opinion.
Next name.
Lark.
Guilty.
Shafto.
Not guilty.
Duncan.
Not guilty.
James.
Not guilty.
Gartner.
Guilty.
McCary.
Guilty.
Krafka.
Not guilty.
Shame. Come to order, everybody.
Davis, I vote guilty.
Is that everybody?
Ed, is everybody except Smith, Sinclair?
Clish.
To be a Nazi.
How would you like to vote? Guilty, not guilty, or abstain?
I don't really see anything to vote on abstain.
Okay, thank you.
Abstain.
All right, the count is...
I have the right to vote, too.
Bill, you don't have the right to vote. It was decided at the last meeting.
I didn't read that PNB resolution.
You can't vote?
Wrong.
For the bylaws.
One, guilty, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. Correct.
Not guilty, I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Correct.
Abstention, I have 1.
Yes.
So the charge is, the verdict is guilty on the charge. Bob has already said guilty on the specification, which was in that on April 12, 2017, in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation at the Montrose Center, 401 Brainerd, Houston, Texas, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration toward a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly. Now we are going to begin to debate or to discuss penalty. The way this works is Adrian presents a motion for a penalty. It needs to be seconded. Then it is debatable and amendable, and then we will vote.
Can we have a recess?
And just to be clear, this penalty is for all of both the charge and the specification. We just took one penalty for all of our verdicts.
Can we have a 5-minute recess?
Is there a second?
Second.
Was there a second? All those in favor of a 5-minute recess, vote. One. All those opposed? We can't have a recess right now. Adrian, can you present your motion? Yeah. Make sure that Cliff and Jim get one. Jim, will you give one to Cliff?
Would you not be prepared to give that to court?
Probably. Will you give Jim one?
I did. Cliff already got it.
Thank you. Yeah, Adrian's going to read it. It's in front of you.
Whereas Mr. Robert Mark has been found guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization, in that in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration toward a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly. We move the following. to remove Mr. Mark's LSB voting rights until December 1, 2018, require Mr. Mark to complete one sensitivity training course at his own expense, and show proof of completion to the LSB by January 31, 2018. Only after the LSB has verified that the sensitivity training course has been completed will Mr. Mark have the option to attend LSB meetings. We also move that Mr. Mark's eligibility to run for the PMB be suspended until December 1, 2018, and should Mr. Mark fail to show proof of sensitivity training completion to the LSB by January 31, 2018, Mr. Mark will not be allowed to attend LSB meetings or vote for the duration of his LSB term and will be ineligible to run for the LSB again. That is motion one. Are you both?
Yes.
And motion two is the same begin. Do I read it all?
Yes.
Whereas Mr. Robert Mark has been found guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization, and that in a public meeting of the KPFG LSB of the Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture commonly known as not to salute in frustration toward a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly, we move the following: to remove Mr. Mark from the PMB effective immediately.
These two motions require different votes to pass. Motion one requires the majority. Motion two requires two-thirds present. So we're going to debate them and vote on them separately.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I missed it. Please.
These two motions require different voting rules. Motion one requires the majority to pass. Motion two requires two-thirds present to pass. So we're going to debate them and vote on them separately. So motion one, I'd like you to speak to the motion, and then we will open debate and go back and forth 2 minutes each, the same as we did for the other stuff. Okay, Adrienne, 2 minutes.
I think that it is fair. I don't really know what else to say about the motion. I think we've talked about whether or not he's guilty, and I think this is a fair result. I really don't know what else to say. I think everything's been said.
Okay. Is there anyone to speak against motion number one? Bill?
This is against?
Yep.
First, you don't have the right to remove voting rights. I think that's, I've already made that statement. The PNB has already recognized that.
Come to order, everyone.
This is so grossly out of proportion to the gesture that he made. It's just ridiculous. You can't just come up with any punishment you think of just because you don't like him or because you don't like the way he votes. And I think that's clearly what it's about. It's about making sure that he can't vote and turning your minority into majority by removing people you don't like, or effectively removing. This is effective removal. It's not allowed.
Is there someone to speak for the motion?
Well, I've said it silently all night, and it's been very difficult. But to hear Bill talk about fairness, and to hear him talk about the things that he has done is so nefarious. Mr. Mark has admitted that he's guilty. And you still insulate. You still surround and don't understand. So blind that the man has admitted he's guilty. So there's no question about guilt here. The question is about what punishment. And he's even admitted he needs to be punished. But yet, you still insulate him and say, if I hear one more Anglo in this country say that, it's okay, because the police say it all the time. Well, it wasn't that bad. And he ain't that bad of a person, because I've never heard him personally say that. What I'm saying to you tonight is that this man has admitted his guilt. And you're looking pretty stupid trying to insulate him, and the public see the fact that you're doing things that are totally unprecipitant, and you're so blind, you can't see it. But the reality is that white privilege has its privileges in America, and if you don't acknowledge that, this is an example of it. Because if a black man had done any of these infractions, and by the way, there has been a body of infractions, and if you've listened close enough, Robert has done things consistently over the last 5 years that could have been cited and placed together to show you the propensity of how he has hurt the organization.
but not as much as he has, but in terms of this particular action, it is clear as day to anybody outside of this entity. But because you call yourself liberals, progressives, and Pacificans, it shows just how much hypocrisy exists among the liberals, because you refuse to punish your own, even when it's in your face.
That's kind. Is there someone to speak against the motion, number one? Jim?
I'm just against the whole process where...
Yeah, Jim has the floor.
I'm just against the process, Dwayne. It has nothing about me. I'll wait till I have my time. Okay, I'm ready. I'm against the process where you just randomly come up with these time periods. Like, why couldn't it be 6 months? Why couldn't it be 3 months? But you chose 1 year for the voting, right?
Bob.
You chose, I can't.
I'm stopping your time. Come to order, everyone. You have a minute and 27 seconds left, Jim.
This whole process where you can't ask questions, you can't back up your questions. It's all set up, you know, why is it a year? We can't debate this. We can't say, let's give the guy 3 months. The sensitivity training. But there's no if, ands, or buts, so let's just vote. We know what the vote's going to be. Let's do the roll call. Let me guess. 4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4. He's not going to vote, though. 4-4 against. He can't vote, but he's going to vote against.
Jim, make a motion to amend it.
Jerry, you're out of order.
You can't make amendments.
That's okay. I'm doing it anyway. This process is a little bit out of order.
You can't make amendments.
Well, try.
You can't make amendments.
There's no amendments. We made amendments last. We had a trial last week.
I just said you can make amendments. Please stay in order, and you'll understand the process.
I move to make the voting rights the 3 months.
Is there a second? All those in favor of this amendment.
Do we speak to the amendments?
Two. Do we speak to amendments?
Yes.
Okay. Can you speak to your amendment? Let's do 1 minute. Can we do 1 minute?
He's got to go to sensitivity training, which is going to cost him money, right? He's got to come up with the time. He's got to get his bud in his car with his flat tire.
Yes.
He's got to...
You come to order.
Wheelchair. You wheel up to the place. That's a handicap, too.
Come to order.
Yeah.
Jim, please keep talking.
3 months on the voting. 3 months on the suspension.
Is there someone to speak against the
amendment?
Is there someone to speak against the amendment? Jerry.
I'd like to speak against his amendment, and I would say I'd like to.
He has the floor.
I'd like to speak to his amendment, and in light of what you said, I suggest that we go for 6 months.
There's an amendment on the floor.
It's an amendment to the amendment.
It's a friendly amendment to your amendment.
Okay, all those in favor of the 6 month amendment?
It doesn't matter.
All those in favor of the 6 month amendment?
Two.
One. Two. Motion fails, so we're back to the 3 month amendment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I need a speaker for against the 3 month amendment.
I'll speak to
the resolution.
It would appear to me that this was the same concept used for Hank Lamb. Initially, we don't want any rule, then we compromise and water it down to 3 months. I say that it's a technique that's used to try to diffuse. And I believe that you can accuse folk of having their motives just like you got yours. You can accuse folk of working with a majority just like you did. The numbers are the numbers. You get them sometimes, you don't. But don't whine about it. When you're in the majority and you stuff folk down folks' throat, you're fine about it. But when you're in the minority and you get stuff stuffed down your throat, you're whine about it. But that's the American way. And to this extent, you simply need to sanction him. He's admitted. He's done it. It's bad business for us. It's a bad image. The world is looking to see
just what kind of dirt you have. And the majority of this board have the ability to make this decision. The minority of this board is just going to whine and complain and go and try to appeal to the PNB to overturn it, but they don't have the right to do that.
That's time. Is there someone else to speak for the amendment of 3 months? Is there? Okay. All right, so now we're going to vote for the amendment of 3 months. Are you
How much money have you raised?
No. Cliff, we're speaking for or against this amendment. All right. I'm going to move on, Cliff. Those of you voting for the 3 month amendment. 1, 2, 3.
I agree.
Those voting against the 3 month amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The motion failed. The amendment failed. So now we're going back to debating the original motion number one. I need a speaker for the motion. Joseph.
All right. I believe Mr. Crozier pointed out something that came from the PNB. Something Mr. Crozier said about the PNB being able to say you can't take away voting rights, it's actually, as usual, misinformation and lies, which is what we usually get. From Robert's Rules, page 9, line 21, the distinction between a board and a committee must be briefly noted here for understanding what follows. A board of any size, the former Assembly has just explained. Committees, on the other hand, whereas they're often but not necessarily very small, and that are subordinate instruments of an assembly or are accountable to higher authority in some way not characteristic of an assembly. What that means is when we meet as a delegates committee, we're all delegates are part of the PNB and we're a committee. When we meet as a board, we are independent. That's why section 6, section 4 of the bylaws, I'll find this quite shortly, there's an entire section of the bylaws dedicated to local station boards. They are in there protected from the tyranny of a majority on the PNB so that the PNB can't just willy-nilly decide that the LSBs can't discipline their own members. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to use their control of the PNB to manipulate LSBs that don't go along with the majority in there. Thank you.
They come to order. Let's keep it together. Is there another speaker against motion number one? All right, we're going to vote on motion number one. We're going to do a roll call vote. You can vote. We don't really have those, Adriana. We just don't have them. Can you ask someone next to you?
No.
So we're voting on motion number one.
I didn't know people were voting. That's why I'm asking.
We're voting on motion. Let me clarify what we're doing. We're voting only on motion number one. In order for it to pass, we need a majority.
And then what?
Then we will discuss motion number two if it gets a second. Motion number one, you can vote for, against, or abstain. When you hear your name, say the word for or against or abstain.
Would you read it again?
Yes. Whereas Mr. Robert Mark has been found guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization and that in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture. Please don't speak over me. Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration towards a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly. We move the following. To remove Mr. Mark's LSB voting rights until December 1st, 2018. Require Mr. Mark to complete one sensitivity training course at his own expense and show proof of completion to the LSB by January 31st, 2018. Only after the LSB has verified that the sensitivity training course has been completed will Mr. Mark have the option to attend LSB meetings. We also move that Mr. Mark's eligibility to run for the PNB be suspended until December 1st, 2018, and should Mr. Mark fail to show proof of sensitivity training completion to the LSB by January 31st, 2018, Mr. Mark will not be allowed to attend LSB meetings or vote for the duration of his LSB term and will be ineligible to run for the LSB again. Board members, this is in front of you.
Chair,
Joseph.
Can I make
no.
Cassonade.
Madam Chair,
You can't vote.
Point of order.
We're voting.
Well, it's a point. I made the point before you started voting. And the bylaws also do not allow the board to remove somebody's eligibility to run for the PNB. That's established.
We're voting, Bill.
Where is that in the bylaws?
Adriana, please vote.
Yes.
All right, voting on motion one. Castaneda.
Yes.
So four. Washington.
Four.
Moreno.
Four.
Economides.
Against.
Lynch.
Abstain.
Faruqi.
Four.
Weiskel.
Four.
Davis. Four. Sinclair.
I'm waiting.
LaViolette.
Four.
Lark.
Four.
Shafto.
Against.
Duncan.
Against.
James.
Against.
Gardner.
Four.
McCary.
Four.
Kravka. Cliff Smith.
Muscleman.
Oh, okay. I'll put that as abstain.
And again, I protest that I'm not being allowed to vote.
You can record that in the minutes, Deb.
10-4.
So I have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. Right. Against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And abstain 1.
Abstain
2. Exactly. 2, 3, 4, 5. What do you have,
Matthew? 5
against. Correct by numbers. I read 4. It is 5 against.
Okay. I have Matthew over there taking tally too, Jen. So we have, that's how. I can read the names. Would you like me to? Yeah. Against, I have Nick. Do you want it or not?
It's way past it.
Okay. So the motion passes. We're moving on to motion 2. Adrian, will you read? Yes.
We turned down a recess before, but I don't know that I can hold out through the whole debate and the vote.
Can you don't get the vote.
Take a recess to go.
Is there a second?
Or if anybody would be offended by it, I'll just go while you have it.
How long do you need, Bob?
I don't get the vote. It shouldn't depend on if anybody else is in there.
Is 5 minutes okay?
It'd take 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of a recess, say
aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah. Again. Okay, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, friend.
The passed a motion which
the question
Robert Marcus
really
and Bill Crozier said that the local station
here
would take away voting.
So what is that?
This is a good way of testing it. We build it, we vote this vote, 2/3 on this one, and then we'll be clear.
So these are so we can pass both of these. You want to pass both of these?
Aren't we voting on this one too? This one second?
We're voting on that one next.
Yeah. To remove someone from the LSV, you need a two-thirds vote. What you're doing by taking this voting rights away is trying to do something that you're joining.
Well, first of all, to me, you understand, you know, at this point, I'm just, you know, I voted for this thing. You're trying to lobby, But secondly, you know what? We should, let's pass this. It's going to have to be tested anyway. So let's pass this. Well, what's the difference? Well, wait a second. What you're saying, that's assuming it's correct. It's going to have to be enforced, right?
No, we can't.
And it's not going to be enforced.
We can't not, all right?
This is like a test.
What?
All right. Adrian, can you make your motion, please?
Yeah, I can.
Come to order. Deb. Bob. Wayne. Yes.
Motion to, whereas Robert Mark has been found guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization, in that in a public meeting of the KKTLSB of the Pacific Foundation, Mr. Mark made a gesture commonly known as Nazi salute in frustration toward a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly. Remove the following: to remove Mr. Mark from the PNB effective immediately.
Is there a second?
Point of information?
We don't do that.
No, you can't do that?
Right. You can bring it up. Yeah?
If you don't understand it, you still have to vote?
Okay, Jerry, what is it?
Well, okay, my question is this. Since he if he's already been removed from the LSB.
He's not. He stays in the LSB. You need 16 votes.
He just can't vote.
I thought that was what motion one was.
He just can't vote.
He can't vote. Okay.
I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, you're lying.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
He can come.
Is there anyone to speak for motion number two?
Oh, I'm sorry. You get to start, Adrian.
Can I not start?
Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah. Is there someone to speak for motion number two? PK.
Again, this is really hard, but I think that the reason to vote for motion number two is because the impact that individuals have in their positions and being allowed to be less than leaderly and not having leadership qualities that would allow you to check yourself is the reason to remove you. Not permanently, you know, to give it a go again. I think that in our conversation you have the ability to understand sensitivity training and that things can be differently. But leadership, if you're in a leadership position, you should be held to a higher standard than the people that you spoke to.
Is there a speaker against motion number two? Jim?
No, I want to go to the first.
Bill?
You know, I think this is another example of just, you've already gone through this motion one and sanctioned him more severely than you sanctioned me. And for really, you don't like me to say this, but it really was a trivial motion. Okay.
Well, why made it was.
Council order.
I know you didn't like it.
Oh, yeah,
considering really all the other things that are going on this very board. And here you're trying to remove him from the PNB. First, you haven't followed the proper procedures for the bylaws to do this. And secondly, it's just it's just outrageous to go to these extremes for making this gesture when he was being insulted by a member of the community who I neglected to mention was also violating the code of conduct, which does apply to everybody at the meetings, not necessarily board members. And I just, it's ridiculous to remove him from the board. His actions had absolutely nothing to do with his actions on the national board. And it's clearly what you're trying to do is just consolidate your factional power. And this has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with what's fair. It has nothing to do with appropriate punishment. If there, you know, you need what to do.
And when you have your chance, you do too.
Motion one seems to more than cover it. I have to say that.
When you had the chance, that's what you did. Exactly what you.
We're talking about Bob right now. Not me.
Are you done? I need a speaker for motion two.
Wide open now, right?
Yes, ma'am. I find it patently appalling to just listen to Bill, because he's done the very thing. Such a hypocrite. I mean, to talk about the things that's going on in the community, the things that's going on here locally, when he's doing such nefarious things at the national level. At no regard for anyone else's or any other Pacificans bringing them in like other folk like to do. Building bridges. Such a hypocrite. But more important, I think, what we need to deal with here is this motion is simply saying, Mr. Mark has admitted, Mr. Mark has done things that is unbecoming of an officer of this body. I honestly believe that if he accepted, and he was willing to early on, accept this, go to the training, he'll come back a better person. He'll come back a better man. He'll come back more respected. But for you to sit here and lecture us, with all the nasty stuff you've done as we at IED,
come to order.
This is frankly appalling. And then to say this is not about all the people y'all been trying to put on trial.
Thank you for your sensitivity. Who were?
It's no sensitivity.
Come
it's
to
truth.
Order.
And
it's
the
your
truth
floor,
hurt.
Dwayne.
And the truth is, you've done more, and you admit it. You should have got 10 times as much as what he's getting. But yes, we didn't have the numbers because the people are insulating you just like y'all doing on a national level. You are a hypocrite, man.
Teach.
Is there someone who would like to speak against motion number two? Against.
Again.
Yes.
Okay. Like, I think that this is a very harsh. Or wait a minute. Yeah, again. This is a very harsh motion for this man to deny him the right to get on these stupid conference calls where you cannot hear people talk or people press buttons down. so you can't hear people talk, or people get cut off, dropped off, you can't get back on. What was the number? Oh, it's busy now.
So we're helping him out.
We should not deny him of that. We should not deny him of the right to be on all these little committees.
It's funny.
Come to order.
No money. I think we should definitely not do that.
He should be required.
Come to order. Hilarious. Okay.
Hilarious.
Okay. Is there someone to speak for the motion? Ted?
Okay. On the subject that was brought up of factionalism, somebody around this table produced a card with vote for these people.
Yeah, she was on there.
Who was the creator of that?
Ted has the floor.
Who was the creator?
Come to order. I've paused his time. We're going to be here all night. Please stop interrupting each other. I respected your time, Jim. Respect his. I'm starting your time. You have a minute, 41 seconds left.
Now, who was the person who created that faction? And in terms of the Pacifica National Board, which has consistently silenced Adriana and which Robert Mark has done nothing to defend her right to be heard with what Mr. Krafka just described as raising the volume, lowering the volume, cutting people off, and so on and so forth. You know, talk about, you know, intimidating people with a Nazi salute is one thing. Denying people the right to be heard equally as the national bylaws requires, and for him to have been complicit in the denial of Adriana to be heard or to be tried. If she was behaving in a way that was contrary to the best interests of this foundation, this is the approach that could have been used at the national board. He knows it. He knows these bylaws. And yet he remained silent and let her go through the frustration that denied this body the right to be able to have her voice heard at the national board. That is the ultimate reason why we should vote to pass motion number 2.
Okay, can I have a speaker against motion number 2?
It's just over the top.
We know what we're going to do, so why don't we go ahead and do it?
He has the floor. I'll pause your time.
I'm just saying that the punishment is over the top, and that's all I got to say.
Okay. Is there a speaker for the motion?
Time. We're voting.
Adriana?
Yes. This board clearly, you know, when the board send the representative to the PMB, it means this board select the people that will talk from them. Right? That is what we do. We select 4 PMB members. This board clearly votes overwhelmingly not to have Robert Mark being a representative in the PMB. That is our right. Article, I can tell you again, it's Article 5, Section 7, removal of the director. We have the right to select who represents us in the Pacifica National Board. Obviously, this board already object to that. We don't believe that he represents us. And we need to draw the line at some point in time. We can justify that other people do work there. Oh, yes. This is the same reason that the trans supporter keep voting for him. That's why, and this is escalating, like I said before. We have now a board member that can come at any minute here and do more terrible things. Why we are not voting them out? Because we need the vote. We are hypocrites. That's the main thing. We need to remove, I mean, he doesn't represent me, and I believe that this board already said that Robert Mark doesn't represent this LSB. This is the wish of the LSB. We can elect our directors or not. In this case, we select that he doesn't represent us. That's it. We have that right.
Is there someone to speak against the motion?
Okay.
You didn't speak. Okay.
I want to say that I hope that Robert Mark goes to the sensitivity training. I have complete confidence that you will come back and serve this community as you clearly enjoy doing, and that you will do so with integrity and having learned something. And that is truly, I don't know about this, all this factionalism talk or anything else, but I want to tell you personally that I mean that. I want you to go, make the most of this opportunity, come back and serve as best as you can. And I have faith that this will be a growing experience for you. I hate to sound cheesy, but I mean it. I don't hate you.
All right. We are going to vote. I want to clarify some things about this vote. We looked up in the bylaws, and Joseph can read it if it's requested, that we need 2/3 present or a minimum of 13 votes to pass this motion.
No. To remove.
Is there a request from the board to read it? Because we can. Okay, let's go forward then.
Affected party, I agree that's the rule for removal.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Motion number 2, we're going to do a roll call vote. The motion's in front of you. I'm going to read it again. Whereas Mr. Robert Mark has been found guilty, da da da, that's the verdict. I'm moving to the bottom line where the motion, the meat of it is. We move the following: to remove Mr. Mark from the P&B effective immediately. When your name is called, you may vote for, against, or abstain for motion number 2. I'm recording it here. Matthew's tallying. Joseph's calling names.
Castaneda.
Yes.
Washington.
Yes.
Moreno.
Yes.
Economides.
Against.
Lynch.
Yes.
Faruqi.
4.
Weiskel.
Yes.
Davis, I vote yes. LaViolette.
Yes.
Lark.
Yes.
Shapto.
Against.
Duncan.
Against.
James.
Against.
Gartner.
4.
McCary.
4.
Krafka.
Again.
Cliff.
Okay. Cliff Smith.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sinclair.
Am I the last one?
Yes.
Let's count. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We don't have, it doesn't matter my vote. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Thanks, Cliff.
We don't have 2/3.
So,
maybe I didn't even count.
The motion fails. So I'm going to read the delivery of the results. Whereas Mr. Robert Mark has been found guilty of conduct tending to injure the good name of this organization, in that in a public meeting of the KPFT LSB of the Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Robert Mark made a gesture known commonly as a Nazi salute in frustration towards a member of the public while she was exercising her right to speak before the assembly, we move the following: to remove Mr. Mark's LSB voting rights until December 1st, 2018, require Mr. Mark to complete 1 sensitivity training course at his own expense and show proof of completion to the LSB by January 31st, 2018, only after the LSB has verified that the sensitivity training course has been completed. Will Mr. Mark have the option to attend LSB meetings? We also move that Mr. Mark's eligibility to run for the PNB be suspended until December 1st, 2018, and should Mr. Mark fail to show proof of sensitivity training completion to the LSB by January 31st, 2018, Mr. Mark will not be allowed to attend LSB meetings or vote for the duration of his LSB term and will be ineligible to run for the LSB again. Thank you. I adjourn. Yeah.
Will that be the report out, what you just read?
Yes, I will send the email. I also hope that Deb will bring the minutes to our next board meeting for the last 2 trials. Do I need a motion to adjourn, or can we just adjourn? Okay.
No objection.
Does this have to do with the whole?
It's more of an overview of the problem.